Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What could we learn from watching professional cycling teams compete? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have a long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to geek out a bit about my favorite sport, cycling. If you've been following me for a while, you probably know that my original and lifelong passion has been long-distance running. But as the years and miles have passed, my knees have become more and more vocal about the abuse and torture they endured on many miles of road surface that I've covered. Their way of getting even has been to make it very uncomfortable, no, downright painful, to run at any pace on any terrain. I've come to realize that my running days are behind me. So these days, I've taken up the sport of cycling. I've found it to be much more accommodating to my joints, and I've come to enjoy covering greater distances than I ever could in my running days. And the bonus extra, for me anyway, is that I use a bike as a metaphor for a business, so I get to geek out on my now favorite sport while actually doing the work I love. To be honest, it doesn't get any better than this. But enough about this. You didn't tune into this podcast to learn about cycling. Or did you? Well, today, I want to stay on the topic of cycling and explore how it does relate to your business. In fact, my question for you this week is, what could we learn from watching professional cycling teams compete? And before you decide there's nothing for you to see or learn, I'm going to ask you to stick with me for just 10 minutes or so. Then you can decide if I'm just ranting about a sport that you don't care much about. And here's the deal. If you do spend the next 10 minutes listening to this and come to the conclusion that I'm full of it, I'll give you your money back. That's right. I'm making a guarantee that you'll learn at least one great idea that will help make your business better simply by listening for the next 10 minutes. Do we have a deal? Great. Then let's get into it. I'm not sure if you've ever paid attention to a professional cycling team, but I've spent many hours watching, observing, and analyzing what they do and thinking about why they do it. The more I watch, the more I see things that I think everyone in business should be doing, even if their business has nothing to do with cycling or any kind of sport. I'm going to share 5 specific observations and relate them to your business. So when we get done with today's episode, you not only won't want your money back, but you'll leave here thinking about how to integrate these ideas into your business. Here's observation number 1. Professional cycling teams hire and keep only the best talent they can find. This one seems like something most, if not all, professional sports teams do constantly. They are constantly looking for great talent. In fact, they have people on their team who specialized in scouting, and those team members are always looking for fresh, new, highly skilled talent. But that's not how it works in most businesses. Rather than being on the lookout for top talent, many business owners become complacent and feel like they're stuck with the players they have today. It makes me wonder, how much more motivated would your team members be if they knew they would be replaced by someone who was more capable, more team-oriented, more customer-focused, more dedicated, and more driven to succeed? Perhaps business owners should look at recruitment and hiring more like a professional cycling team and always be on the lookout for the talent that will help them win and be willing to make tough decisions to make room for them on their team. There's idea number 1 for you to consider. Here's observation number two. Professional cycling teams designate specific positions, specific roles, and specific responsibilities for each rider on their team. When someone new joins their cycling team, they'll likely play the role of domestique. Riders in this role do a lot of the dirty work and get little to no recognition for it. During long, difficult rides, the domestique will drop back to the team car to get food and water so the top riders can maintain their position with the leaders. The domestique knows that they have to sacrifice their energy and their chance for a top finish for the benefit of the team. But if they do this job well, they know they'll be promoted to a more rewarding position. The position of trialist is someone who's proven that they can ride fast without the help of others on the team. They thrive on the challenge of going it alone, and when the time trial comes up, they're ready to score big. Trialists often find themselves in breakaways where they give their team an advantage by placing themselves near the front and giving themselves the chance to win a stage race if things play out right. The climber is great in the mountains. They have the ability to maintain a strong pace while going up steep inclines for long periods of time. Many times these riders shoot for the polka dot jersey designating the king of the mountains, and their assignment is to get to the summit first, where there's often bonus prize money available for riders over the top. The puncher is a rider who has extreme power and can pull up steep, short climbs. They typically have more brute strength than others on the team, so when a short burst of speed is needed, or when the uphill gets particularly steep, the puncher can take the lead and pull the rest of the team through the most difficult parts of the race. The sprinter is designed for speed. They're on the team to get the win on the flat stages, those stages where the top speeds at the end of the race are off the charts. Sprinters typically don't like to climb, but they do like to finish and can turn up the RPMs for that last kilometer in a race to the finish line. This position gets a lot of glory and scores a lot of points for the team when they power to the line and throw their hands in the air in triumphant celebration. The GC contenders are the top riders who have a chance of getting on the podium. There are typically two or three of these riders on each team, and one of them is the favorite to win the overall race. GC contenders earn their spot by consistently being good no matter what the circumstance, day after day, whether on flat roads or in the mountains. Their consistency and their endurance make them the top performers and ones that the others on the team rally around to help them win. That may be more than you wanted to know, but the point is, every rider on the team has a specific position with a specific role. They know going into each day's race what their assignment is and who they are to support. Oftentimes, in business, too many team members are simply in general support mode. We tend not to give specific roles and specific responsibilities, but perhaps we should. Letting everyone know exactly what's needed and expected of them will help them perform their role with more professionalism and competency. Don't be afraid to give your team members a specific designation that highlights their superpower. It may be just the energizer they need to step up and shine. There's idea number two for you to consider. Here's observation number three. Professional cycling teams have a full suite of subject matter experts that support their riders. To make sure that their riders can focus their attention on winning the race, a professional cycling team assembles a powerful group of experts to support, assist, and give wise counsel to those who will be pedaling. Here's a quick list, and I'm sure I've missed a few specialties. Individual coaches, bike mechanics, doctors, psychotherapists, massage therapists, nutritionists, chefs, bus drivers, bike handlers, and logistics and support specialists called Sojourners. That's a solid list of experts and specialists. As a business owner, you should have your own list of experts and specialists who help you win the game of business. Experts like a CPA, a business attorney, a commercial real estate broker, insurance agent, HR specialist, business coach, estate planner, and financial advisor. These should be individuals you have in your cell phone on speed dial. These folks should know your business, understand what your ideal future looks like, and be committed to help you achieve your long-term goals. If you don't have a solid list of experts on your team, this needs to be a priority, so you have them before you need them. There's idea number three for you to consider. Here's observation number four. When competing in a team time trial, everyone shares in taking the lead. This one is particularly interesting to me. If you've ever seen a cycling team time trial, you won't forget it. It's a rhythmic thing of beauty to watch seven cyclists riding as if they were one. They're dressed identically, their bike setups are identical, their pacing is identical, and they follow one another with their wheels just inches apart. The part that I find fascinating is that each person on the team will take a turn at the front of the line and will pull, as they call it, for the others for about 30 to 45 seconds. For that 30 to 45 seconds, their job is to keep the pace as high as possible and break the wind for the other riders. Then, after their short time in the front, they smoothly pull off to the side and allow the riders in the number two position to pass as they drift back to the back of the pack. Once in the back of the pack position, that rider can coast and recover as other teammates do the harder work up front. Then, as the time clicks off, that rider is once again in the front position, and they have to push hard for their 30 to 45 seconds to keep the pace high before getting another break to recover. This continues to the end of the race. And to make things even more complicated, the team has to make sure everyone stays intact with the team. The clock doesn't stop until the fifth rider crosses the finish line. So it's important that they all are able to maintain a fast, steady pace throughout the race. This may be my favorite race to watch, because it's not just about someone being especially good, it's about the team being especially good. And the same is true for business. It's hard for a business to be successful if just one or two team members do well. It takes the entire team to perform well to win in business. But far too often in business, we don't allow everyone to take a turn leading. We have those we place in leadership roles, and we expect them to always be in the front and pulling the rest of the team along. What if you allowed everyone to take a turn in the lead? What if you found a way to rotate the front position so everyone feels like they contributed to the win? It may just be the thing you're missing in your business. Rather than you or your GM being the full-time leader, perhaps you could allow others to share the lead. There's idea number four for you to consider. And while I know I'm running a bit long on this episode, here's one final observation for you to ponder. On a professional cycling team, the owner is always in the car, never on the bike. That's right, the owner doesn't pedal in the race. He or she leaves that to the riders they've recruited onto their team. The owner is in the car, tracking the progress of the riders, encouraging them as they go along the race, talking through their headsets, coaching, giving them help, guidance, assistance, and providing whatever they need to help them win the race. Is that what you are doing as a business owner? Are you coaching or are you doing? Are you serving your customers? Or are you allowing your team to do that? Are you encouraging or are you finding fault? Are you providing guidance and support, or are you silent and unaware? I think more business owners should adopt the position and posture of a professional cycling team owner. They should get off the bike and turn over the riding to their highly skilled top talent. There's idea five for you to consider. Okay, five observations and five things to consider. Did I hit the mark? Was there anything in there that was worth considering in your business? I sure hope so. I'm a firm believer that if more business owners would adopt the practices of a professional cycling team, their business would be significantly improved. But if you disagree, just let me know, and I'll give you a full refund. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. These five ideas may challenge your thinking, and you may need to process them a bit more. I'd enjoy doing that with you, and if we end up talking about cycling a bit more, that's okay too. And do me a favor, share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. I appreciate that everyone doesn't get into cycling the way that I do, but these observations and ideas apply to businesses of all kinds. So do me a favor and share the good word. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss defining the gap to your ideal future. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.